Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, joins us. How you doing, Dr. Marty?
Hey, I'm doing well. Today is Chasing the Sun Begins, which is we have 24-hour sessions on COVID-19 all around the world.
Wow. So you're like Zooming with various research people, is that it?
Yes, throughout the world.
Well, then you probably know something about this. Wall Street Journal reporting this morning that a regulatory clearance of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine for young children may not come until November. What are you hearing about that?
So that's, you know, it's less about the science or the medicine and more about the process. So I wouldn't worry about the fact that it's delayed, other than, you know, unfortunately we may not get our kids, you know, our younger children vaccinated, that, you know, until later. But in terms of what's going on, it's purely regulatory.
We were talking yesterday about long-term effects of COVID, and is this correct? Even after a mild infection, there could be pretty severe, debilitating problems?
Oh, absolutely, Bob. That's what we've been talking about for many months now, this concept of long COVID. And it's actually an umbrella term for a lot of different possible problems. Some of them are, you know, for example, from having had the various types of blood clots that people do, some people have lost limbs. Obviously, that's going to be a problem for the rest of their life. Some people have lost lung capacity. Some people have, you know, neurologic or kidney or other diseases like that. And that's the smallest percentage of long COVID, but, you know, it's a very significant percent. But then there's the people who have developed antibodies that do them harm, right? Sometimes when the body is trying to attack a particular pathogen, in this case, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, it, you know, it looks at all the different epitopes on all the different possible things it can make antibodies to, and some of them can resemble things that are part of our own body. And so then they have autoantibodies against, you know, in other words, like an autoimmune disease against themselves because they form some antibodies that weren't good for them, right? And that's a peculiarity of the virus itself, right? When you get the entire virus in your body as opposed to the vaccine where it only shows you one particular part of the virus, that spike that you want to make antibodies to, and you want those antibodies because they're very different from the tissues in our bodies. So these are, you know, these are some of the reasons, but the main types of long COVID symptoms that we've seen are neurologic symptoms, prolonged fatigue, those types of things, and headaches, and ringing in the ears. Some people have had the ringing in the ears for so long, and they're so distraught by it that I even know of one individual who committed suicide because he just couldn't take it anymore. And it just goes on and on.
And about antibodies, I'm not understanding antibody test. Somebody said to me the other day, get an antibody test. Do you need an antibody test? What is it? What would it tell us?
So there are many different antibody tests that have emergency use authorization from the FDA. All but one of them are only really telling you that you've been exposed, right? And among all those, some of them give you information about the type of antibody, the neutralizing antibodies, but most of the antibody tests out there are just telling you about antibodies to a bunch of different things that you could have that are pretty much specific to the SARS-2 virus and give you no information at all about how protected you are. Because remember, when your body sees the virus, it's going to make all kinds of antibodies to all kinds of different parts of the virus. And that's useful for me as a physician to say, well, yeah, you had the real virus, as opposed to, I can tell by doing the right set of antibody tests whether somebody just had the vaccine or somebody had the virus because of the differences in antibodies that people produce. There's in late June, July timeframe, the FDA finally approved one monoclonal antibody test for use that has some level of correlate of protection. And it's a very specific antibody test that looks specifically at antibodies that bind to the receptor binding domain. And unless that particular antibody test is being used, you're not going to learn anything about your level of protection from an antibody test.
So why would I get that? I mean, I understand being tested to see if I have COVID, but this would only tell me if I had it in the past?
So, right. So most of the antibody tests that are available confirm that you were, in fact, infected with the SARS-2 virus and help me as a clinician distinguish a person who was infected with the virus from a person who was vaccinated, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because the vaccinated person isn't going to have that huge blend of antibodies. And, you know, so what people think they're using the antibody test for is to determine if they're still susceptible or not, whether they've developed the good quality antibodies. And again, there's only one FDA test of all the available ones, the Orthovitro, that actually provides that information.
And if someone has had the virus, what should they know about scheduling the booster shot? Does that affect when you would get the booster if you had COVID?
So if you had COVID and you're fine, right, that's great. And you probably have, in effect, boosted yourself. There's now a lot of data showing that survivors of COVID-19, especially after at least one vaccine dose, wind up having phenomenal levels of those neutralizing antibodies and are the least likely to be reinfected in any way or breakthrough infection, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect to it. And if you happen to be an individual that's had COVID and had at least one dose of vaccine, you're probably among the most protected persons in the United States.
All right. Well,
that's,
I know,
that's not an endorsement for getting sick, mind you.
No, we won't take it that way. I want to let you get on with your Zoom call with medical experts from around the world. If you need me to weigh in on anything, you know how to reach me, Dr. Marty.
Well, thank you so much. Let me just mention one interesting thing that's being discussed is a new monoclonal antibody that can last in your body for a year. Which is just great for people, you know, to have that level of protection. Mind you, it's extremely expensive. It's much cheaper to make your own antibodies from mm-hmm. a vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is interesting. Yeah. Tomorrow's news today, right here. Thank you, Dr. Eileen Marty. Have a good day.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next week.
You too. Take care.